Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Happy Friday. Community and commerce, that's what we do here on the show. Tickets, all about community and commerce. Ticket King of Wisconsin, the independent, privately owned, full-service ticket brokerage company. Been in business since 1992. Owner John Lamoureux joins us on the phone. John, I appreciate you taking time this morning.
Thanks for having me on the air, Jeff.
Of course. So let's dive right into the Packers game in Philly. What are you seeing for prices for Sunday, and how does this demand compare to past playoff years?
Yeah, so as of this morning, prices are starting out at $200 each for a upper-level end zone. You could sit on the sideline lower level for maybe around $400.
Okay.
And these prices started out this week at maybe $250 and $5. So It's the market's inched down.
Yeah. Is that typical with the other playoff games? I mean, as you know, people are willing to pay a little bit more early on, and then as it gets a little closer to kickoff, the prices are coming down a bit.
Yeah, you know, that's generally the trend. Sometimes it'll turn around and go up at the end. But, yeah, typically, especially for these first-round games, there's not as much at stake.
Mm-hmm.
So, people may be, like Packer fans, they're not necessarily heading out to Philly in droves.
Right.
They might have their eye on a game that's a little more local. Maybe we get Detroit next week.
Yeah.
So saving your money for that.
Yeah. I want to talk about the ticket brokerage business a bit. How has your business changed in the last several years? I mean, there's so many new secondary markets for tickets, and all the leagues have their resale platforms. How do you differentiate? And is there a competition with all these platforms?
Sure. It's I like to say it's the wild, wild west these days. You've got the website marketers that, the big box shops.
Mm-hmm.
You've got local companies like mine. And then you've got the teams, venues, and primary distributors of tickets participating in the secondary market.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of choices for the consumer. And, I like to, how we compete with that or differentiate ourselves, is service, expertise, and pricing.
Yeah.
We've been doing this for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody calls up one of the big box shops and wants to know about the nuances of Lambeau Field or what a good value seat would be,
right,
they might not be able to find it there.
Yeah.
You call Ticket King and you're going to get, people who have been to tons of games and know every inch of that place.
Yeah. I mean, that commitment to local, it means a lot. What about the rise of dynamic pricing? How has that impacted your ability to resell and kind of predict the values and optimize your inventory of tickets?
I guess maybe I'm a little old-fashioned. I think that, all the experience that we have helps us better price our inventory and predict what the market might be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm certainly not discounting dynamic pricing and the technology. It's important. And we do check in from time to time and see what the primary sources, how they are pricing their tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Just to do our due diligence. But, you could tell me what the Packers home opener, if you gave me who they were playing and the date next year,
mm-hmm,
I could give you a price today.
Okay.
So I guess the pricing and predictability is in my DNA.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We're talking with John Lamoureux of Ticket King. John, when we come back, I want to dive into the fees and surcharges. They're not getting any lower. I want to get your expert lens on ticket fees and surcharges and what we can do as consumers maybe to get past those. This is The Upswing. And you're listening to WTMJ.
She's got a ticket to ride.
Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined on the phone by John Lamoureux, president and owner at Ticket King. So, John, I was at an event before the show, and we were talking about concert ticket pricing and just the kind of the invasion of the bots in that process. When tickets go on sale, it seems like, whoa, especially for the big shows, they're all gone and there's no access. What's being done in terms of combating these sophisticated bot networks in ticketing?
You know, they were much more prevalent, pre-COVID. There's been a lot done legislatively the last few years, which has helped. Mm-hmm. I think one of the reasons a consumer will go on online for an on sale and the tickets are gone within minutes or there's nothing available. A lot of that, I think, has to do with the primary sources restricting the amount of tickets that they make available. Mm. The whole Taylor Swift fiasco.
Yeah.
No one really knows how many tickets were made available. And, you might see them pop up on their own secondary platform at a later date at a higher price.
Yeah.
So there's some of that going on.
I mean,
as well as the bots. But again, yeah. there are laws being enacted to deal with the bot situation.
I mean, I guess like any business or service, you're kind of balancing that need of competitive pricing with increasing the demand. But I think there's more of a demand for transparency now and kind of all-in pricing models. Like, what are you seeing from the fees and surcharges? Like, how can the consumer – I don't think there's any way of getting around it. But if you're buying from secondary platforms, sometimes you see one price and you get to the final checkout bin,
yeah,
and you're like, whoa, all these prices.
This is what
I signed up for.
Yeah, it's beyond annoying. Unfortunately, it is somewhat industry standard. What most companies do is discount their upfront price so that when somebody is doing a Google search, they land on the site, they see a lower price,
mm-hmm.
and then they add fees upon checkout. So, the fees aren't necessarily all profit. It appears that they are.
Yeah.
But a lot of times the ticket is discounted up front. For me, it's nice to see that several states have enacted laws for upfront all-in pricing. I am hopeful that continues and,
mm-hmm.
and maybe there's some sort of federal law enacted.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody likes surprises. When you go online and you book a hotel or a rental car and you get to checkout and there are convention fees and city taxes, it's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
So my hope is that we do go to upfront all-in price.
Yeah. What do you see in terms of innovation in ticketing? I think we're all comfortable now with digital ticketing, but I mean, there's so many shifts coming in terms of like flexible ticketing options and season ticket sharing platforms, last minute deals. I mean, there's so many different dynamics. Where's the big innovation and change coming in the ticketing business?
Most of what we're seeing is surrounding the transferability of tickets, facial recognition. There's a lot of focus on fraud control and things like that. But, as far as the revenue side of things, season ticket sharing
mm-hmm.
or last minute deals, all I know is that whatever it is today, it's going to be different in 6 months and it's going to be different in 6 months after
yeah.
that. And, we've been doing this for 32 years, so we've seen a lot and we'll just adapt to it and take it as it comes.
All right, we're talking with John Lamoureux from Ticket King. Finally, John, what's the highest priced ticket you've ever sold? And what was the event?
That is the Packers Super Bowl in Dallas.
Okay.
We had a local CEO who will remain nameless pay $15,000 a ticket to sit on the 50-yard line, 10 rows up behind the Packer bunch.
All right. Well, hey, we got to get a win in Philadelphia on Sunday, and maybe we can get back to the Super Bowl this year. You never know. I appreciate
your
time.
That would be wonderful.
I appreciate your time this morning, John. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you again soon.
You as well. Thanks, Jeff.
All right. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ.